Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, Sender Salam, thank you, Rastafari. It is Friday here, the Sabbath Eve podcast here on the Ian and the Irish. Make the ride up. Shabbat shalom, Sender Salam, Rastafari, sabbatical peace.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
More fire.
Yeah. Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Push up, push up, push up the lights.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Daughters, 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 set the flame, set the sabbatical flame. Yes, I, more fire. Friday. Set the flame, set the flame, daughters, daughters, daughters. Yes, I.
Yeah.
freedom and make the true liberty bell song in the western African speech. They catch a bang of the conga drum, ringing out the cockles of the people. Come, from the pan the Indian reservation, some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave of them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Shalom, send us salam. Shalom, Rastafari, Sabbath time right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, we have 116. It's an Aitiful psalm. It's an interesting psalm. Seek to write up the world in Harik and then get into a Midrash, a little study of it right here, here, here on the ear and in the iris. But here we begin off also the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy. Sefer HaDebarim, the cipher of the words right here, here, here. But first things first, the words of blessing that are recited over the sabbatical lights, the candles, the lights on the Shabbat Eve right here, here, here. So we said, Dotis, 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 set the flame. And there we had Sister Desiree with Set the Flame, ideal tune right here, here, here. Put in the cake on a more fire.
Why, lush, perfect, blessed, more fire, more fire, more fire.
And here, here, once again, the words, the words, the words, word. In the beginning was the word. Here's the word said.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat shalom, send it salam.
Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty.
Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. I'm these that make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have stars come to the land of Judah. I'm these that make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have stars come to the land of Judah. I'm these that make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have stars come to the land of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
Yes, 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 yes. I'd like to have a couple of words about blessing. You know, some things we say here in the wilderness, and, you know, they sound nice. It sounds good, you know, like bless yourself and bless this, bless up, like peace in, peace out. But if we're to grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, we have to grow in grace and the knowledge and study to shew I and I self approved. So a couple of words on blessing, look forward, coming forward, connected with one of the Psalms in the Shavuah. It was Psalm 16. Here we have for today's daily psalm here for July 16th, we have the 116th psalm. But in the Shavuah, leading forward to this day, this I, where we had Psalm 16, and there was some more reasoning that we'd like to zoom in on some reasoning concerning what is blessing and why is blessing. You know, when we bless Jah, we bless him, he who be who he be. And when we bless one another, like, what is the word? In the beginning was the word, right? And I know this saying about, you know, bless up yourself, bless yourself, so forth and so on. I'm not saying this to any of the brothers or any, you know, because we have said these sort of things. But some of the items know that in I and I reasonment, we have sought to just give a little more clarity, you know, on how that sounds nice, but we really need to understand the blessing, the principle of blessing. Now, here as we initiate, we begin the sabbatical time, there are words of invocation, such as the daughter of the house says the Messian, the candle, the lights, lighting the lights is a blessing that is said by the daughter of the house upon the initiation, the beginning of the Shabbat time. There are also certain psalms that are also chanted, and we'd like to, you know, invite the brothers and even the sisters to rise up to chant, and, you know, can drop a WhatsApp either on the DSR, the WhatsApp group, or the Discipleship Radio WhatsApp group, you know, going through some of the psalms, especially the sabbatical psalms. And sabbatical psalms are Psalms 95 to Psalm 99. And give thanks to the Chaburim for their word sound that we have all together. I think about six or seven brethren are reciting each one of the psalms from 95 to 99, including Psalm 29. And then we have the Shabbat, the Sabbath evening psalm, Psalm 92. And again, to Hillel, Army, Gideon, and Ras Anbesa, Tefari, for that word sound. We often share that tune, both the a cappella and the one from the album by Army Gideon, Forsake Not, with Shabbat Peace, Sabbath Peace, the Sabbath Peace tune, inspired by the Sabbath, the evening psalm, which is Psalm 92. Now, for the sixth day, there is Psalm 93. So using the order, according to the ancient order, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, and then the Sabbath psalm, Psalm 92, and then kind of seal up with the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Just right there, putting that forward. So ones and ones read it and chant and then recite it. We like to share some of the voices of the brothers and the sisters near and far as we move forward. As well as announce that we'll seek to have certain, you know, interviews and reasonings with ones and ones in I and I community, especially the Rastafari, the Ethiopian Hebrew community, on the air, especially during what's called the weekdays or the intermediate days. In other words, like Monday, begin at 10:30 every other day, 10 p.m. to the 1 a.m. Iowa, to hear the full of full calling in before midnight, but seek to have certain reasonings, you know, on the ear, and we'd like to announce it beforehand. So If a brother-in or sister-in or someone has a word sound to bring forward, we'll seek to get out the promos, you know, so that ones and ones can know, well, on this particular night on the Rastafari podcast, Discipleship Radio podcast, I and I will be reasoning with this one or that one, so forth and so on, as well as opening up the lines, especially more during the evenings in the Shavua, in the strong, or what's called the weekdays. Now, sabbatically speaking, right here we have some business that we need to take care of, and that is rising up the chant, especially the sabbatical chant as we're beginning off the Sabbath time right here. But hopefully we'll get into more of the word of Baraka, the word of blessing. But first things first, here it is. Yes, I rise the far eye. Word of blessing.
Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are thee, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
That right there, that's the basic, you say the basic ancient formula. And as we go through the Psalms, we find that it's derived from the Psalms and from the scripture, the ancient, the Hebrew blessing, Baruch, Ata, bless our Ata, the I male speaking directly to he who be, we be, Baruch Ata Adonai, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Eloheinu, Ainai, Elohim, Ainai, power, Melech, King, Ha Olam, eternal King, Yezemanat Negus, even Negusa Neges.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
And here is a standing prayer. We have it in the Hebrew. We go through it a little bit long, you know, the Hebrew, then building on the English. But here is the Amida, the basic, you can say prayer, the basic praise and prayer. Here's the prayer right here, like the eye to give ear right here, the ancient way of the line of the tribe of Judah. Hear this. Yes, I, Rastafari.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet words of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who thrice repeat, holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor, for you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never end, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, O benevolent God. Blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one. with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heavens, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shabbat shalom, Sendet shalom, and hear. Traditional Shabbat tune in the Rastafari way. Shalom Aleichem. Hear this. Shalom Aleichem. It was the Shalom the Chavarim tune. But Sigma the Chavarim, I and I fellows, let's rise up the chant, rise up the psalms right here, and we'll share that tune, the next tune. That's another chant right there. Shalom Aleichem, greeting the ministering, the angels, and also greeting one another, you know, with blessings of peace for the time. Went through the words right there of the Hebrew. We can build on that. But right here, Psalms 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29, the sabbatical greeting, greeting the Sabbath, greeting the bride. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, our rest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arets, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the Kufuot. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Xiavihev the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I'll give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari is thunderous. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments
of the Ten Commandments.
And elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand, elaborate on hand. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, 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 since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian, actively
Christian. And continue. I'll say more joy I bring you, a more song I sing you. I'll say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thunderous. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty, hey, 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 hey. Burn out the war and animosity, wow. Creation songs, Irish and yours, repatriation the people want, wow. Creation songs, Irish and yours, love is what the children want. And one love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime, anyhow, so not time for you now. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime, anyhow, black people, them are my treasure. Pull them up on music, but for life, no pressure. You're recreational, and them have money for leisure. They're unlimited, so what they just cannot be measured. He has not it well, but the love make it better. He's the last of the first, he's the only trendsetter. And your mother, and your father, love your one and other. Love your little sister, and respect your little brother. Yeah, I'm not the youth, I'm not climbing up the ladder. Blaze the fire, blaze, and my bone is redder, redder. May I have to say, yeah, oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. All the music gets hot, popularity will tell you now. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime, anyhow, so time for you now. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Hey, 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 oh. Creation, John, Irish, and young to Patrick, and Rastafari I was. Hey, Irish, and young, creation, John. Make sure the people vote blood, come on this out. In the house, and that's what it's all about. Every time I leave your house, it's not a time for you now. One love in the house, block love me from out. Hey, hey, hey. You think before you speak, be careful of the things what you're doing. And tell them you're in the least, love your life just because we are all human. No, back to be strong, know where you're from, Ethiopia, Africa. From Ethiopia, Africa, you're a rasta man, but me tell you no. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. Anytime, anyhow, this is not time for you now. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, you know. Creation taught, you're a rasta man, I chant. Look, it's like the children aren't. No, I rate and chant, Rastafari, I chant. Hey, tell them who are food for blood, black people.
soldier. Pull them up on music, pull them on time, pull them on pleasure. What if I recreate and on them up, what if I ledger? Yo, yo, black people just gonna be measured. Emperor Selassie, him a the only threat setter. He a make it worse, but I love me feel it, yo, I know your mother and your father make it better. Yo, love your sister and respect your legal brother. Love no one on the land, hear me now done. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. It's all about anytime, anyhow. Fire light it down now. One love in the house, and that's what it's all about. We are from the promote. You should not answer.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
بمزمور داويد زدتنا هولة بسم آب وويل ومنفس قدوس هاد واملا آمين كبر لكال وكبر لكلسو كبر لحيل وكبر لكلما وحيل الله جا راس سفار آي أجا جا ويا Aja ja we ya we, eh, ten besela, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home, ten besela, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand me so, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send bet salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home.
When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when down on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom. Songs for the days of rest well inside your home. And still, ten beds alive. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest well. Oh well. Get caught in a dissonant mind, history behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only turn on. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place with the elder man, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You fight with dissonant and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon feel like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back the love. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home. And better the Im Negere Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we hide is not. I judge our way on.
Yes, 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 that's Army Gideon right there with Sabbath Peace and the first one, the acoustic exclusive for the LOJ Society, Give Thanks, Army Gideon, Ross Anbessa right there, there, there. Now, usually we also have the Lekha Dodi, you know, the Kabbalat Shabbat chant that greets the Sabbath as a lover, as a bride. And it's interesting how the Sabbath, according to the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, as a mother who intercedes for her children, and other branches of amongst the Yehudi the Sabbath is conceived of as a bride. So what we're going to do right here is go with the Lekha Dodi, Lekha, Lekha, come, Dodi, beloved, my friend, Lekha Dodi, come, my friend, come, my love. It's a chant, an invocation to ones and ones to meet the bride, meet the Shabbat. So it's interesting how the Shabbat is conceived of as she. So Hebraically, we have the Ivine feminine, and it's very intimately, you know, connected and really brought out. And when we go through the Psalms, and the soul is she, and, you know, bringing out the it's, they have a lot of it's here, the it's there, but really that he and she, even in that sense of the divine majesty, King Alpha, Queen Omega, we can see that reflection even in Ha Torah, even the Torah. The Torah, Hebraically speaking, is our mother. As Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, it says, my son, my disciple, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. So what we're going to do is write up with the Kabbalat Shabbat, the Kabbalat, the Kabbalah, the receiving, the Kabbalah, Kabbalat Shabbat, the receiving of the Sabbath tune, and then the Friday evening tune, then the segue to today's daily psalm. But we need to get into the blessing. We say we're going to touch on the blessing. That it was really brought out in the notes of Psalm 16. And Psalm 16 came up in the recent, okay, when was Psalm 16? Psalm 16 right here was the 14th. The 14th of, let me just go over this, yeah, the 14th of July. Here we are at the 16th of July, Holy Imperial Ethiopian Constitution Day, and also the Convention Day for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Now, being a member and also a duly elected officer, we announced to ones and ones that convention officially in the rightful and the real Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, not ones who have incorporated separate entities, not to get all into that, but, you know, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated 1937. So any Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated after that time is not the one that was incorporated by Dr. Malako Emmanuel Bayan and I and I elders. So we could get into that in the Shabua, you know, like in the weekdays, you know, the evening. But right here, it's Sabbath time. Yes, I find thy heart and I and I mind.
Lekha Dodi, 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 Dodi. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pne Shabbat, Nikap. Balah, come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pne Shabbat Nikabalah. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pne Shabbat Nikabalah. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Yahuwa Echad, Ushmo Echad, Yahuwa He Who Be Who He Be, Jehovah, Yah, Chaja Echad, Ushmo Echad. Oh, Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Tshem U'L'Tifereta, U'Tehillah. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. Lekha Dodi, Likrati Kala, Pne Shabbati Nikabalah. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath Shabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath Shabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka. find, blessings I find. Lekado dia likratia kala, Ganesha patia nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of Hamelech, of the king, of the Nagus, even Nagus and Nagus. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, again, to his grace. Lecha dodi elikrati ekal, tne shabati enikapala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let's cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi elikrati ekal, tne shabati enikapala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi elikrati ekal, tne shabati enikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi elikrati ekal, tne shabati enikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we and I know and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi elikrati ekal, tne shabati enikapala. We, I greet thee, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai. Rastafari, we, and I hail thee, rejoicing in common accord. We, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, and I welcome thy day. We, and I welcome thy night. Lecha dodi elikrati ekal, tne shabati enikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
Yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Send salam. Look, salam right there. Give thanks, Havarim, fellow co-laborers here on the podcast. And our mic wasn't on right there. There's here. But here. We have Psalm 116, today's daily psalm. I'd like to reflect on Psalm 16 and the message of Braka, of blessing. But first, this right here, Psalm 93 is a Friday evening psalm. So according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the evening psalms are one and the same as the psalms Judaically among the Yehudi, right, that are also observed. How interesting is that? That proves Ethiopia's ancient an ancient testimony. But here, the Friday evening psalm. So in the order of chants from the Psalms of David, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, Psalm 29, then the Sabbath psalm, Psalm 92, then here, the Friday evening psalm.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Mizmor tzad de gimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh. Lavesh Adonai oz hit azar. אף תיקון תבל בל תמות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאווה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولن بك النف زتنا سوس بسم بسك أن يمسغانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كت انتجم روي تزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوج كف كف عدر ربو ونزوج كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر ربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
Yes, I. Perfect Storm, the calmness of that tune right there. Psalm 93, Friday evening. Psalm, yes, I. So today's daily psalm is 116, and we're going to segue to a reasoning on blessing and the power of blessing and the reason of the blessing. Because sometimes we say things like, you know, bless up, bless out, bless this, bless that, bless yourself, blah, blah, blah. But that's not really a blessing. There are some principles, ancient principles, scriptural, biblical principles, according to the glory of His Imperial Majesty, Ketamari Hada Selassie, principles concerning blessing. This is just a iron sharpened iron, brothers and sisters. But first things first, today's daily psalm, Psalm 116.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Ketamari Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Psalm 116.
Mizmor Kuftet Zayin.
I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, my supplications, my supplications, my supplications, my supplications.
Ahavti ki yishma Adonai. Et koli tahanunai.
Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live, 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 as I live.
Ki hita oznoli uvyamai ekra.
The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And here the Royal Amharic, we're going to share the word and the blessings, but let's just ride up with 116 right here, here, here. Royal Amharic coming forward, forward, forward. Every knee shall bow. Yes, sir.
መዝሙር 114 በቅንፍ 116 ሃሌሉያ እግዚአብሔር የልመናዬን ድምጽ ሰምቷልና ወደድኩ ጆሮውን ወደ እኔ አዘንብሏልና በዘመኔ ሁሉ ጠራዋለሁ የሞት ጣር ያዘኝ የሲኦልም ሕማም አገኘ ጭንቀትንና መከራን አገኘው የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም ጠራው አቤቱ ነፍሴን አድናት እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ጻድቅ ነው አምላካችንም ይቅር ባይ ነው እግዚአብሔር ሕፃናትን ይጠብቃል ተቸገርሁ እርሱም አዳነኝ
نفسي هوي ودئر افتش تملشي اكزيابير ملكا مادر قولش علنا نفسي نكموت عيني نمكمبا اقري نمكمسنا كلاد نوالنا بهي اوانا قرب اكزيابير سيني هيدات مزمور متواسرام بك النف متواسرام عمن سلزهم تناكتر انيم جيكتا شكتر انيم كدنقات ايه تنسا سو هلو هستنيان والو سلا درقل لن هلو لكزيافير من نملس اللو يمدهاني تنس اواك ابل اللو يكزيافير نمسمت ارال بهزبو هلو فيت سلتين لكزيافير فتسمات የቅዱሳኑ ሞት በእግዚአብሔር ፊት የከበረ ነው አቤቱ እኔ ባሪያህ ነኝ ባሪያህ ነኝ የሴት ባሪያህም ልጅ ነኝ ሰንሰለቴን ሰበር ላንተ የምስጋና መስዋዕት ሰዋለሁ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም ጠራል በሕዝቡ ሁሉ ፊት ስለቴን ለእግዚአብሔር ፈጽማል በእግዚአብሔር ቤት አደባባይ ኢየሩሳሌም ሆይ በመካከለሽ ሃሌ
Saint Gone and Silk on the Every Knee Shall Bow. Now, Psalm 116 is interesting because in the Royal Amharic, I think it's actually 114, 115 in the ancient, and combined together in the modern, we know as 116, but two separate psalms right there. But while we have time right here on the air, about like 39 minutes, this clip here going through today's daily psalm from the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the rightful name, the Bible bears, the Metzhaf Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, Psalm 116. Now, it's interesting, this psalm, because actually it is the ancient Psalm 114 and 115. You'll find that in His Majesty's Bible and the noting right there. But here, let's ride up right here. This is about, 36 minutes right here. We have about 39 minutes right here, and we have more to share right here. Thank you, Rastafari. It's Friday.
So call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in. To hear.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay.
Mezmure Dawit Meto Asara Sidist Psalm of David in the modern is 116. As we explained, it's actually from the ancient manuscripts, and here in Garmawi Chaima Selassie's Metzaf Kedus in the Mezmure Dawit. Just to note again for the record, we have Psalms 114 and 115, two ancient psalms, as one psalm and in one modern sense. So this is just for the notation for the Chavarim and the Dek HaMezamorit. Mekai and I ride up. Besama Ab, Wewelid, Womenfes of Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, Mesmure Dawit, Meto, Asara Sidist, Psalm 116. Superscription here, we have Hallelujah, Hallelujah as a superscription for today's daily psalm. First part of this ancient double psalm here, the first nine verses. Uter and Egziavir, Yeliminayen Dimtsa Semto Alina, Wadeduhut. I love Egziavir, sustainer, the good, the generous, the open handed, Ab, Father, Yeliminayen Dimts, the voice, the Dimts of my beseeching, my begging, my asking, my ask, Yeliminayen Dimts Semto Alina. Because he have heard my voice, the voice of my asking, my supplications, my pleading. Yeliminayen dimts asemto alina. Wadeduhut. I have loved him. I'm loving him. I loved him. Because egziavir. Yeliminayen dimts to Alina Wadeduhut Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Jorowin Wode Ine Azeniblo Alina Bezamine Huluit Rawalo. Because he hath inclined his ear to me. Jorowin Wode Ine Wode towards. Inne, towards I, as a niblo alina, yes, having inclined, because he's inclined, his joro win, or inne as a niblo alina, bezemene hulu it rawalo, therefore, bezemene, in my age, right, in my time, my age, my season, therefore will I call upon him as long in all my time, bezemene hulu, in the entirety of my season, bezemene hulu, it rawalo, I will call upon him, even by name, kuter source, verse 3. Also must note, this psalm has the theme of Miskana, thanksgiving, personal thanksgiving. Le ekes yavir. Here. Sima, give ear. Kuter source, verse 3. Yemotet ar yazeng. Yes, yolema himama genyeng. Chinlek etina mekran agenyehu. The sorrows or the cords of death compassed me. Yemot. Ar yazeng, seizing I, yamot, ar yazeng, yesiolim, himam, agenyen, and the pains, here KJV has the pains of hell, or the sickness of Seol, of the anti-repatriation state, the duat, Seol, yeah, Seolim, Himam, Agenyen, found I, got hold upon, the pains of the anti-repatriation state, the Seol, the Sheol state, I found trouble and sorrow. Jinket, tightness, jinket, anxiety, stress and distress, jinketna, mekran, sorrow, trouble, mekran, agenyo, mekran, agenyo, kuter, arat. Verse 4. Ye egziavirinim sim tarau abetu nefsin adinat. Then called I upon the name of egziavir. Ye egziavirinim sim tarau I've called upon the name, the Sim, Hashem, Hashem, the Sim, Ye'egez Yavi Harnim, Sim, Tarao. Call upon the name of Exiavi, the sustaining, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab, Father, Abetu, Abetu, my father, his father, or Ab of the Beit, Abetu, Nefsen, Adnat, O father, his father, I beseech the eye, I pray the eye, deliver my soul. Here, Bamarinya, we have Nefsin, Nefse, my soul. Nafshi, the Hebrew Nafshi. Here we have Nefse, Nefsin, my soul. I did not save her, save my psyche, save my soul. Kuta Amis, verse 5. Gracious is Egeziavihar, Egeziavihar, Maharina Tzadikno. Gracious is Egeziavihar, sustainer, and righteous, Mahari, 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 merciful, gracious, Maharina, Mahari, gracious, and Maharina Tzadik. Tzadik, righteous, Tzadik, Tzadik, no. He is, he be, yea, Amlak Hachinim. And I and I, source, I and I, Amlak Hachinim. Yikr bayino is forgiving. Yikr bay, he says, yikr, let it remain, leave it behind, he's forgiving. Yikr bay. Yikarbaidno, he is the one who says Yikar, he is forgiving. Here KJV brings out our Amlak, our source is merciful. Here we have more better Amlakachnim Yikarbaidno, Yikarbai, he is the one who says forgive, he is forgiving. Kutar Siddist, verse 6. Egziavihar his anatina yitabka. Techagarhu arsum adaneng. Exiavihar, sustainer, preserveth the simple. Exiavihar, hitz anat, like little children, you know, like infants, babies, you could say. Hitz anatin. In the Hebrew, you know, the pitay. Pitayim, the piti, those are piti, those are simple, but here's like the little infants, even those who may have an infant, kind of a mentality. Egziavihar hitzanatin yitabkal. He preserveth, he keeps the babes. Egziavihar hitzanatin yitabkal. Techagarhu, chigar, trouble, techagarhu. I was brought low, I was troubled. Techagarhu. Arsum, and he himself. Arsum, adaneng. And he himself, he saved, he preserved, adaneng. Menainai denna. Menainai well, menainai good. Kutar sabat, verse 7. Nefsehoi, wada ereftisha temeleshi, exiavihar melkama adrgolishalina. Return to thy rest, O my soul. Nefsehoi, wada ereftisha temeleshi. Temeleshi, return, speaking to she, speaking to I and I, psyche, nefsehoi, O my soul, my psyche, wada toward ereftish, your rest, temeleshi, return to your rest, egziavihar, the sustaining, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab, Father, melkam, adrgo lishalina, have done melkam, beautifully, bountifully, and beautifully good, he has done for the I, speaking to she directly, egziavihar, melkam, adrgo lishalina, putar, cement, verse 8. Nefsin kamot, aynenim kainba, Igrene makamesanakela adnualina. For thou, the eye, hast delivered my soul, my psyche, from death. Nefsin komot. Mine eyes from tears, aine nim, kainba, aine, my eye, aine nim, and my eye, kainba, from tears, and my feet from falling, igre nim, kamasanaka ladno alina, and saving, making good, igre, my feet, my foot, Igre nim, and my foot comes sanakel from stumbling, from even offense, my trod from offense comes sanakel from stumbling. Adno alina, you save, you help, you preserve, you make dehna, dehna, you make it good. Kutel zeteng, verse 9. Beh yawana agar. The egeziavi her feet to hidalo. Behiawana agar. The egeziavi her feet to hidalo. Yes, I. Now that, yes, interesting that sound right there. Just has the power up right here on this device. Yes, so here we're at Kutel Zeteng. And this also brings us to, in the ancient, the manuscripts, the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Neges, we have right here at verse 9, the last verse of the first part of the ancient numbering of today's daily Psalm 116. This verse here, Kutel Zeteng, verse 9. Behiyawan agar, in the Hiyawan, the living, Behiyawan agar, in the country of the living, to say the land, the country, the living, be'egeziavi her feet, in the presence, perception of egeziavi her sustaining, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab, Father, ehedalo, I will walk, I will try, I will make my akahed, my halakha, hebraically to speak, I will walk, I will try, before egeziavi her, the sustainer, I shall walk before he who be, we be. The exhortation to Abraham. We have this in Genesis chapter 17 and 1. Genesis chapter 17 and 1. To walk before he who be, who ye be. Behiyawan agar begziavi herfite hedalo. I will trod in the presence, the perception of he who be, who ye be, the sustainer in the land, in the country of the living. So right here, coming to this portion of the verse is interesting because here we have the ancient reading of Mezmor meto asra mist, bekinfwis meto asra sadist. So we have here Psalm 115 in the ancient reading, the previous part, the first part of the ancient 116 was actually 114. And here, picking up from this verse, is the second portion or the second part. So we're just going to continue to ride up. But here would be a pause, and I think Abraham Chabuda also reads it as two separate psalms. No doubt he was following the Metzav Kedus, like the printed manuscript version of His Majesty's Bible. But here, to continue with today's daily psalm, continue here at verse 10, which in the ancient manuscripts begins the second part of today's daily psalm. And here, give ear, sima, kutar asar, verse 10, kutar asar, amenuhu, silazihim tenagarhu, enem ijig techegarhu. I believed. Amenu. Silezihim atinagaru. Therefore have I spoken. Silezihim, and therefore tenagaru. Therefore I have spoken. In name, and I self, and none other in name. In name, ijig, techegaru, Ijigta Chagarhu, and I was greatly troubled, I was greatly afflicted. I had enough chigar, enough trouble, affliction, to chagarhu, Ijigta Chagarhu, in name, I self. Now here, some bring out the sense of Amenuhu. It says Amenu, I believe, I believed, or I trusted. I trusted even when I was saying, even while I was saying in name Ijigta Chagarhu, I was greatly afflicted. I'm greatly afflicted. His faith and I faith must hold and holds and held firm during the time the Iowa, right, of the stress and distress, even when the stress and distress is acute. Amenhu sulazihim tenagarhu inem ijiga techagarhu kutarasaraan. Verse 11. Inem ka dingateye yetenesa sohulu hasetenyano alhu. I said in my haste. Inem I myself and none other I. Inem ka dingate yetanesa dingate. It's interesting because the word can be like to be affrighted or shocked. So it's like a mental shock. So it's like inem ka dingate yetanesa. KJV brings out the sense of haste. Right? We have haste, chasi, b'chasi, I think in the Hebrew, sense of haste, rushing. This verse here is an interesting meditation, and seeing how it has the first part of the psalm, first nine verses, then picking up the tenth verse. I trusted, Amenuhu, Silazihim Tanagarhu, therefore I've spoken. Inem Ijig Tachagarhu, Inem Kadingat Eye Yatanesa, and because of my mental shock and distress, I said, so hulu all soul, all men, all humanity, all men, all in the entirety, so hulu hasetenyano, alu, hasetenya is a liar. All men, everyone's a liar. All men are liars, all men. Note this here, he says, I said in my haste, you know, like generalizing, but overly generalized. Not all. But I said in my haste, kadin got eyetenesa, in my mental shock, in my distress. All right? This is what I said. Now, haste, here, we can substitute for the word alarm or panic when we look at Psalm 31, round about verse 22, verse 23, depends on the manuscript. We have the word alarm, panic. I said in my mental shock, kadingat eyetenesa, and due to my mental shock, in name, I said, what did I say? So hulu hasetenyano alu. Alu, I've said that. Whereas in the earlier psalm, the writer brings forward during the crisis that he was cut off. The idea here is being like cut off before the true good, the true God's eyes, before the sustainer, Gziavi, his eye, and utterly forlorn. This psalmist, right, being strengthened, and I now being strengthened in I, relaying to and upon, reliance upon Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, because the thought which possessed him and possessed I is and was the futility of human aid. He had deep-ended, right, upon the flesh, deep-ending, getting a deep end on the flesh and saying now in haste, all men are liars. Right, the whole of man, entirety of humanity, is deceptive. His power to assist is unreliable, as we have in Psalm 60, round about verse 12, verse 13. Vain is the help of man. The noun from this root, it occurs again, even in Psalm 62 and 10, round about verse 9, verse 10. Men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. But here's what I ask right here. Though the generalization no doubt is true in its application, what is the writer saying right here? We still take this as Dawid in the spirit of David. What is he saying right here? He said, I said in my haste. I said in my haste. It's like, uh-oh, I think I said too much. Am I saying too much? Am I doing too much? I said in my haste, said, all men. And then notice in the next verse, in Kutel Asara Hulet. So we have verse 12 right here. He says right here, Sela deregaling hulu le'egziavia minin emel salo. Minin emel salo. Le'egziavia minin emel salo. What shall I render to Egziavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, for all his benefits? Sela deregaling hulu, because of what he do for I, because of all that he do for I. Sela deregaling hulu, legziyavi minin melsalo. What shall I give? What shall I return? What shall I render? What shall I render? It's like almost right here. It's like in these verses, he's like, oops, see, giving us a lesson here. He says, hey, I said in my haste. I said in my alarm, my panic, my mental shock, going through, you know, a situation. Remember the soul, speaking about saving her, saving his psyche, right, his nefs, right, speaking in the first person, nefse, my psyche, my soul, not getting psyched out, right, by the world, the flesh, the satanic seclorum, not getting psyched out. Now, recalling to mind, I've not just cussed all men, but also his image, because man was created in his image, right? And after his likeness, not emanated, right, from a deity, a divinity, but created in the image and after the likeness. If some of them fall short of that glory, still, he says, I said in my haste, and therefore he comes forth with this 12th verse, right? Asra huletenyo. Is it hulu, because of all you do, all you does, what you do for me, all that you do for me, sila deregaling hulu, legziave minin mersalo, kuterasara source, verse 13. Ye medhanitina tsewa ekabalalo, ye egziave herenema simitaralo, I will take the cup of salvation. Ye medchanit, medchanit, medanit, some would say, but here pointed as medchanit. Ye medchanitina tsewa ekabalalo, I will kabbalah, I will receive. I will take, I will receive, ekabalalo, I will kabbalah. Ye medchanitina tsewa, the tsewa, the chalice, the cup of ye medchanit, of salvation, of preservation, of dechna, being deadna, of goodness, of wellness. Ye egziavi harnim sim, and the sim, the name, the Hashem, he who be of the sustainer, ye egziavi harnim sim, it aralo, and I will call upon the sim, the name, right, the name of Egziavir, of the sustainer, of the good, the generous, open-handed, Ab, Father. Now, here is very interesting, because here, at this particular point of the cup of salvation, here the alluding to is the drink offering. We have the drink offering, as we have been reading and studying, even in the book of the handbook of the priesthood, Leviticus. Right, in the handbook of the priesthood, the drink offering, which he will bring to the Hekal, to the temple, right, HaKodesh, right, to the holy place in recognition of his release from danger, as that offering, that drink offering. He says, I will take, I will receive. Yeah, med hanitina tsewa ikavalalo. Yeah, gizyav harinim sim ikaralo, and call him by name. Right, because I will call upon, openly proclaiming Egziavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, as his rescuer. Right, so this also is part of the worship that's being brought out even in the Psalms, even in the word sound. Kutarasara Arat, verse 14. Behizbuhulu feet, siletain le Egziavia efetzmalo. I will pay my vows to Egeziah, to sustain the good, the generous Ab Father now, in the presence of all his people, but his boo, Hulu, his people, his people, bear his boo, in his people, Hulu, all of his people, feet, presence, bear his boo, Hulu, feet, bear his boo, Hulu, feet, in the presence of all his people, Siletain, Siletain, my vow, my Siletain, Le'egeziavihar, for the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, if it's a malo, I will perfect, I will complete, if it's a malo, I'll bring to that fulfillment, that completion, the sense of I will pay, I is shalem in the Hebrew, like to pay, paying the vows, making it perfect, fulfilling one's word, behizbu, hulu feet, siletain le'egeziavihar, if it's amalu, kuter asara amist. Verse 15, ye kedu sanu mot, be'egeziavihar feet, ye kabrenno. Precious in the sight of Egeziavihar, the sustainer, is the death of his saints. And so here is like the second of the two verses. We have verse 7. If you recall verse 7 as the first of the two verses that I said in connection with the beloved ones, the righteous ones, those who have faith in Moshiach, when they go to sleep, when they go to rest, as the term death is not used in that new covenant sense for those who had faith in the truth and live the truth. So it's important to understand that right there, one's going to their rest, one's sleeping, and how the Fitah Neges is very implicit about that, but quoting these two scriptures in connection, right, as word sound. One is in the first part of the psalm, verse 7, Nefsehoi, Wode Ereftisha, Temeleshi, Egziavihir, Melkam, Adrigol, Lishalina, Nefsehoi, O my soul, Wode Ereftish, Temeleshi, return to your Ereft, Ereftish, your female, your rest, Egziavihir, sustainer, Melkam, beautifully good, Adrigol, Lishalina, has done beautifully good, and do beautifully good, has done beautifully good for you, speaking to the soul, strengthening the psyche. And here, at verse 15, at Kutar Asra Amis, we have the second verse, Ye Kedusanu Mot, Be'egeziavihar Feet, Ye Kabredno. Precious, KJV brings out precious, in the sight of Egeziavihar, the sustainer, is the death of his saints, Ye Kedusanu. Here we have Kedusanu, the Kedusanu, his holy ones, his set apart ones. Ye Kedusanu Mot, Be'egeziavihar feet, in the presence, the perception, the face, in the presence of Egeziavihar, the sustainer. Ye Kabreno. Kabra is glorious. Kabra is honorable in that sense of it being precious, that he does not regard their deaths lightly, and therefore does nuff to hasten to protect, guide them and to protect them. So here ye kedusanu mot. It's interesting the word kedusan here in the Hebrew we have la hasidayo, the chassid, the saint, the chassid. Now that's an interesting study in and of itself, but the psalmist includes themselves, I and I self in this category, whether from the Ethiopic, the Kedusan, the Holy One set apart, or in the more ancient, say the Hebraic sense of the Chassid, one who received the Chesed. The Chesed is that love, that loving kindness, that mercy, that love, the Chassidim. Another terminology that's used often in the translated sense of holy, but here it says those who are set apart, Ye Kedusanu Mot, even that new covenant sense, Ve'egziavir Feet, Ye Kabrenu. Uttarasarasadist, verse 16. Avetu. Ene bariyah neng. Ye bariyah neng. Ye seta bariyahim lijne. Sena salete na sabarit. Sabarit. Here we have verse 16. Avetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, father of the house. Avetu, ene bariyah neng. Truly I am thy bariyah. Bariyah. Ene, I myself, bariyah. The eyes, bariyah, thy servant, slave, thy servant. Neng, I am. Bariyah neng. I am the eyes, bariyah. I am thy servant, Yesed Bariyahim Lijne, and the son of thine handmaid, or handmaiden, Yesed, of she, of female, Bariyahim, your servant, the servant of your female servant, your handmaid, handmaiden, Lijne, I am, Lijne, child, name, I am the son of thine handmaiden. Sena seletena sabare, sabare, sen seletena sabare, thou hast loosed my bonds. Sen seletena sabare, sabare, loosening the bonds, the Ashurian, I, the Ashur. You know, I and I father from Ashur. Yes, I. So here the Osirian, some would say the loosening of the bonds here. So here we have Kutrasara Savat, verse 17. Le ante ye miskana mesua itin issawalo ye gizyavirinim sim itralo. I will offer to thee I, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Le ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, and the I. Le ante, and the I male. Le ante, ye miskana mesua itin na isawalo. Ye miskana mesua it. Mesua itin, mesua it. The mesua it, sacrifice of miskana. Miskana of thanks and praise, the thank offering, the Torah offering. Yem miskana mesua itin isawalo. I will offer, I will sacrifice. Ye gizyavir nim sim. And the name, the sim of a gizyavir. Ye gizyavir nim sim. Itaralo. And I will call upon the name, upon the Hashem of he who be, we be, upon the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab, Father, Karmawi, Karmawi, Chayla Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Kut Asra Cement, verse 18. Behizbu hulu fita, Siletena le'egziyavi her, ifetzmalo. I will pay, I will perfect, I will perform, I will fulfill. Le'egziyavir to the sustainer, fitzmalo. I will pay, perfect, fulfill my vows to the sustainer now. Now, in the presence of all his people. Behizvu hulu fit, siletein le'egziyavir, ifitzmalo. Utarasras at end verse 19. Be egziavir beit adababai Yerusalem hoy be mekakalishim hallelujah. In the courts of egziavir, be egziavir beit adababai, in egziavir's house, in the courts of egziavir's house, in the courts of the sustainer's house, be'egziyavi herbeit adebabai, the courts, the squares, in the square of egziyavi's house, be'egziyavi herbeit adebabai, Yerusalem hoy, O Yerusalem, speaking to Yerusalem, Jerusalem, Arasalam, speaking to her as she, Yerusalem hoy, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Bemekakalishim, Bemekakalish in the Aishim, Bemekakalishim, and within, and in the midst. And in the midst of the eye, speaking to she, Bemekakalishim, Bemekakalishim, Hallelujah, praise ye, praise your Yah. Jerusalem hoy, Bemekakalishim, Hallelujah.
Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 116 in the ancient Psalm 114 and 115 combined. So went through that from the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzach Kedus. Here for this TJIF, we got about 2 minutes, y'all. You can check it out now. Check it out on a replay, or you don't have to know the truth if you don't want to. But here for I and I, we thank you.
Thank you, Rastafari.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, 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 yay.
Again, and again. The royal Amharic, Abraham Chebude on the garnet silk. Every knee shall bow, Riddim. Yes, I, Rastafari. Psalm 116.
Mazmur Matwasrarat. Bekanif Matwasrarat. ሃሌሉያ እግዚአብሔር የልመናዬን ድምጽ ሰምቷልና ወደድኩ ጆሮውን ወደ እኔ አዘንብሏልና በዘመኔ ሁሉ ጠራዋለሁ የሞት ጣሪያ ዘኝ የሲኦልም ሕማም አገኘ ጭንቀትንና መከራን አገኘው የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም ጠራው አቤቱ ነፍሴን አድናት እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ጻድቅ ነው አምላካችንም ይቅር ባይ ነው እግዚአብሔር ሕፃናትን ይጠብቃል ተቸገሩ እርሱም ማዳነኝ ነፍሴ ሆይ ወደ እረፍትሽ ተመለሺ እግዚአብሔር መልካም አድርጎልሻልና ነፍሴን ከሞት ዓይኔንም ከእንባ እግሬንም ከመሰናከል አድኗልና በሕያዋን አገር በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ይሄዳል መዝሙር 115 በቅንፍ 116 አመን ስለዚህም ተናገር እኔም እጅግ ተቸገር እኔም ከድንጋጤ የተነሳ ሰው ሁሉ ሐሰተኛ ነው አለ ስላደረገልኝ ሁሉ ለእግዚአብሔር ምን እንመልሳለሁ የመድኃኒትን ጽዋ አቀበላለሁ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም እጠራለሁ በሕዝቡ ሁሉ ፊት ስለቴን ለእግዚአብሔር ፈጽማል የቅዱሳኑ ሞት በእግዚአብሔር ፊት የከበረ ነው አቤቱ እኔ ባሪያህ ነኝ የሴት ባሪያህም ልጅ ነኝ ሰንሰለቴን ሰበር ለአንተ የምስጋና መሥዋዕት እሰዋለሁ የእግዚአብሔርንም ስም እጠራል በሕዝቡ ሁሉ ፊት ስለቴን ለእግዚአብሔር ፈጽማል በእግዚአብሔር ቤት አደባባይ ኢየሩሳሌም ሆይ በመካከልሽም ሃሌሉያ ያ ያ ያ ያ ያ ያ ያ ያ ያ
Everybody got a better for you. Rewind and come back, selector.
The script says, one speaking the language, let another one interpret. So hear the interpretation. Rhythm. Yes, I. Rastafari. Today's daily song.
Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living, 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 land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, that verse. I will lift up the cup. KJV says, I'll take the cup. Kos, the chalice. Kos, Yeshuot of Yeshua, of salvations, of victories. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa, raise chalice. Kos, Yeshuot, Esa. I will lift up the chalice of Yeshuot. Of Yeshua's, of salvations, actually is of salvations. This is the drink offering, bringing forth that drink offering on the new way. As he says, you will not drink of that chalice until you drink of it anew. Hold on while I light my spliff. Yes, I call Yeshuot Esa, oh, B'Shem Yahuwah, Ekra, and call upon the name, oh, B'Shem Yahuwah, Ekra, and call out and recite. So hear. Call upon, openly proclaim Jehovah as his and I rescuer. So here's a little segue right here to the bracha, to the blessing and the true principles of blessing. Now, you may often hear I and I share this particular sound. This was Alpha Blondie. I think it's a Jerusalem album. Right? Here. Just hear that.
Adonai. Rastafari.
Baruch Ata Adonai. So here, as we spoke about from the very beginning, but we're going to segue right here to a reasoning, a brief but very important reasoning on the blessings. So we say a lot of things, you know, here and Jah, you know, he winks at the times of disobedience. You know, we're just seeking him, but still some things we do and we haven't really studied out of his precepts. But here, give ear right here. This is the blessings before and after eating. And what are the blessings? What does the scripture say about the Baruch, to bless? What does it mean to bless? Can we really bless ourselves in that sense? Like, bless up yourself. Can we really do that? I mean, we can, but is that according to the teaching? So here the teaching.
Okay, so here's the point right here. Psalm 16, was it 8 Zane. Now, 10 is Yod, and 6 is Vav, or Wow, but we call it 8 Zane. There's a way where, because if we say Yod and Wow, that links with the name of the Hashem. So this is why in the letters serving as numbers, we call Psalm 16 Tet, or Tet Zane, Tet Zayin. Eight Zayin, Zayin, Eight Zayin, Eight, if you want to stretch it out, Eight Zayin, Eight Zayin, right? 16 instead of Yod, which is 10, and Wow, or Vav, which is 6, because Yahweh is too close to the Hashem. That's the reason why sometimes with some numberings, it's said in a, because 8 is actually the ninth letter, right, and Zane is actually the seventh. So it's like saying 9 and 7, literally. But to avoid, you know, calling on the Hashem in vain. So here, this point, I just want to share this. So Rab Abahu said, there's a verse in Deuteronomy 22:9 that says, lest the fruitfulness of the seed that thou hast sown be forfeited, together with the increase of the vineyard, the implication, this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. By what means may it be redeemed for man's use? In other words, redeem. What's redeeming? Like, redeeming is to buy something back. In what way can it be bought back so that man can use it as ever, however we like? By baraka, by the baraka, the baraka, by blessing Jehovah, Baruch Atah Adonai, Baruch Atah Yahuwah, bless our Jehovah. And the proof, Minyanim, and the proof, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he cited the Psalm 16 and 2, I have said to the Lord, I have said to Jehovah that the I is my sovereign. Now, when you read it in English, it's like, I've said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Just a small point here, I was thinking about this, and this has made so much sense. Just to zoom in on the practical application of this. So the verse is, what is it? It is 16 and 2 in the Hebrew. It's Amarit LaYahuwah Adonai Ata. Now even the Amarit, it's really like, that's like the feminine sense of I said. So it's almost like the soul, my soul. So when you understand the language, like, you know, it's almost like Amarti, you know, but here's Amarit. La Yahuwah Adonai Ata. I have said La Yahuwah to Jehovah, to he who be who he be. Adonai, the sovereign. Ata. The I is my sovereign, right? I've said to he who be who he be. Who he be? He be Adonai. He be my boss. He be the sovereign, right? Psalm 16:2. That is, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. This is the key. This is like in that book,
very good book I would advise the Chavrim to get, to pray as a Jew. This particular book right here, the way the, forget the, what's his name, who wrote it right now, Donin, I think Rabbi Donin, was it Rabbi Donin? He wrote a very good book. It really explains a lot. I've looked through a lot of stuff, and a lot of the Yehudi are very guarded about this ancient teaching, which is really from our people, we the black Jews, a lot of the original documents that it's like hip-hop and a lot of things that we do. We see a lot of white European Jews get into, and sometimes we have to kind of like raise our eyebrows and say, you know, that white Jew got some soul. It seemed like he got some, he vibes it. You know, I have to say, he feel like a homie on the level. He, you know, so if we see it in that way, in the secular world, howbeit it's not in this thing that we call HaTorah and Yehudinet, or so-called Judaism. But anyway, there's a principle there. So it says, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat. Only then do you make what you eat. Only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Ha-El, Ha-El, the power, the Almighty, the El, right, says, my good shall not be held against thee. Tobati bal aleka. Tobati bal aleka. Bal aleka. My good shall not be held against thee. Now, here's how it usually is translated. I have no good but in thee. And we know Hebrew, that's one way of bringing it out, in a sense. It's like all depends on the not the letter of the law, but the spirit. Tobati, that's what that whole principle. So when you hear the Midrash saying, well, this verse is translated like this, but don't read it like this, you can understand it like that, that's going to what the New Testament talks about, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. Because some people might be like, well, why do they keep changing up? No, what you need to do is receive the spirit. Tobati bal aleka. So that can be translated as, I have no good, but in the eye, in a literal sense. Or bringing out the innocence, my good tobati shall not be held against thee. Baal aleka, aleka al Allah al is like on something. Like if I say Allah on I. You know, if I say al Yahuwah, it's like on Jehovah, but in the context it can be against Jehovah too. It depends on the sense of it. But here it says, that's why it brings out my good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling. May from Yahuwah, he who be who he be, the good things you ate. Check that out. Embezzling the good things you eat. In other words, what's the reason why we as Yehudi and faithful Hebrews and Israelites that know the truth, why do we bless? Why do we have these blessings over wine, over bread, these blessings over certain kind of food, even grace after meal, but in some cases a blessing of raka even before eating? You know, because here's the point. Niggas be eating and don't be given no blessing. You know what I mean? It's almost like people be eating and don't say, yo, thanks for that. Or they don't have to say thanks if they eat, even they eat, you know, the manna of the teaching. Right, you don't have to give thanks for it, but don't speak against the teaching you benefited by. So here we have something called a blessing before eating, the Berkot HaNehanim. Let me bring this up right here. Right, 305. This is the page here in this book, To Pray as a Jew by Rabbi Chaim Halevi Doni, A Guide to the Prayer Book and the Synagogue Service. Very, very good book. It really makes it digestible. A lot of things are very digestible. I must have had to go through maybe dozens of different books in Hebrew and in translations to get a little bit of it here, a little bit of it there, a little bit of it there. But here in one book, right, it kind of has almost everything. So the Berkot HaNehanim. Right? And it's something that is said right here about the Berkot HaNehanim. It says the sages. Right, the sages also prescribe berkot. Berkot is blessing, you know, bereket, berekatoch, you know, berkot to say before eating. It does not matter if one sits down to eat a full dinner or a casual snack, if you snacking, but a coat before eating or drinking are part of a broader category of barakot. Barakot, collectively known as barakot ha-nehanim, and this is translated as blessings of enjoyment. Ha-nehanim, blessings of enjoyment, said for things, that bring one pleasure. These barakot blessings are not only prescribed for what we eat or drink, but also for fragrances we smell, right? Even for the Aishans. Mm-hmm. I must admit that there's times that I'll bun and don't give a bird a coat, you know, and that is wrong because, like it says in the Midrash reasoning, it says right here, it says that, hence, Hiel says that my good should not be held against thee. Tovati bal aleka. That is, you should not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things you ate. I had to pause on this when I went over it even previously, even in recording, you know, the Midrash, you know, Tehillim for Psalm 16. You know, I said, Chan, that means embezzling. You know, people say embezzling, like you work for a business and you're stealing from the business. You say you're of Jehovah, right? You're of the Most High. You're Yeshua, you're of Kedemari Hala Selassie, you know, and you don't give that blessing. You say, bless Jah, bless, bless, bless. Bless up, bless down, bless yourself. It all's nonsense. Let's cut that out. Stop it. It sounds nice, but it's wrong. But it's nasty, right? It's like embezzling from Jehovah. So here, they are prescribed for what we eat or drink, but also for fragrances we smell. Although I will discuss only the food blessings, blessings are formulated also for things we see and hear. Things we see and hear. Hello, Futter. Meriting a braka of thanksgiving, of todah, right, or miskanah in Amharic, Hebrew todah, is the sight of mountains, oceans, deserts, falling stars, or the rainbow, right, the kester demena. A braka is also called for when seeing a person distinguish either for his Torah or secular knowledge. So one who knows the Torah, blessing, bless that one. Bless Jah, but bless that one in Jah's name. If they have secular worldly knowledge, bless them in Jah's name, especially I and I people. When hearing either good news or bad news, or when hearing the sounds of thunder and storms, right? And see, you can find the rule even in other parts of the scripture. It said, I'll bless the name of Jehovah for all things, and here and there. You find those scriptures, right? So here's showing, well, what it be like. In most prayer books, all these berkot, right, all these blessings are found right after the grace, after meals. Because some people say, well, Yehudi, we bless, they know about the grace after meals. So they say we eat and we don't bless before. Well, it all depends. Like, if it's bread and wine, like sabbatically, there's a baraka beforehand. If it's on other occasions, it's a grace, right? It's the grace after meals. But there are blessings even before eating. The berkot ha-nehanim are not, and this is the key part. This is why I pulled out this book, right? The berkot ha-nehanim are not blessings of thanksgiving. Now note this, the blessings before eating are not blessings of thanksgiving, but of authorization, getting the authorization, right, to eat and not be an embezzler, right, not be a thief. The underlying principle of these blessings of enjoyment, Barakot HaNehanim, is that, quote, man is forbidden to enjoy anything of this world, anything of this world, without first saying a braka. And it's on Barakot 35a and b, right? Yehudinet, right? We, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, take seriously the teachings of Psalm 24 and 1. The earth and all it, or rather, bringing out the translation better, the earth and all she contains is he who be who he bees. The blessing is a way of asking for and receiving Ha'el, Ha'il, the power, the Almighty's permission to take and enjoy that which belongs to Him. The wording of the Berakot reflects this purpose. It doesn't say thank you to Ha'el, Ha'il, the power, as is done in the Berakot after eating. That's a thank you. So we thank Him after eating. We get authorization before eating. But it does acknowledge Him as the one who, quote, created the fruit of the tree. The one, quote, who brings forth bread from the earth, right? And the herb for the service of man, and so forth. By acknowledging His ownership, we seek to obtain a permit to use His gifts, to enjoy the things of this world without first receiving divine authorization was compared by the sages to sacrilege, the stealing of items that are consecrated to Ha'elohim, to Ha'elohim, to the power, true good, true God. It would be the same as taking something that doesn't belong to us, Ty and I, without the permission of the owner. The underlying view provides a basis for resolving the problem created by an apparently contradictory verse in Psalm 115:16 that says, quote, the heavens are the heavens of Jehovah, but the earth He gave to humanity. This is a clear statement and would seem to oppose that, quote, the earth and all she contains is He who be who He be, is Jehovah. Instead, it says that Ha'el, Ha'il, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim turned the earth over to man for him to use and enjoy. The sages saw no contradiction in this. I and I don't see a contradiction in this. The contradiction that some people see is imagined. It's just that imagination. Before one recites a baraka, they said, the earth is he who be who he bees. So before we recite a baraka, word, sound, power, it belongs to Jehovah. After one recites it, it becomes man's. It becomes I and I's to use and enjoy. So here, just one little more section right here. The reasonment, the love of wisdom, the Hebrew philosophy, the love of wisdom, philosophia, right? The love of chokmah here, of wisdom, of tibet, is also the basis for the halakhic objection to reciting a blessing either before or after eating forbidden foods. Now, if it's foods that Jah says don't eat, you know, foods that He created to be eaten, as Brother Paul says in the New Testament, and some counterfeit Christians, right, some antichrists, you know, have told people you can say, you know, a blessing over pork or over shellfish or, you know, all this forbidden foods, right, for ones who claim to believe. No, there's an objection to reciting a baraka either before or after eating forbidden foods. That's on you. We don't bless Jah for that. One might be inclined to think that the faith and piety reflected by a blessing of thanksgiving or one that acknowledges Ha'elohim's ownership of the world, it mitigates, it like lessens the transgression. So people think, well, if I say a blessing, well, I know He told, so in the Old Testament, He said, don't eat it, but in the New Testament, the pastor, the bishop, the preacher, the counterfeit Christian, whatever, they say you can just bless it and you can eat even pork because the law, we're free from the law. Right, so we should just kill them then, right? We could just kill them. They say, why are you killing us? Well, God said don't kill. Well, how you just pick that out from the Old Testament? Not so, insisted the sages. It even aggravates it. It aggravates it. It says like a smoke comes up into his nostrils. You said that's just anthropomorphic. Hold on, excuse me while I light my spliff. The comparison they make is to a person who asks a friend permission to eat some of the friend's food. The comparison they make is to a person who asks a friend's permission to eat some of the friend's food. Were his friend to say no, it would be sheer impudence and brazen contempt if he proceeded to eat it, and the thank you he followed it up with would only be adding insult to injury. Since a baraka for food is a formula for receiving Hailahim's permission to eat the food, and since permission to eat the forbidden food has already been denied by Hailahim, by the power of the true good, the true God, to go ahead and eat it and then thank him shows only defiance and contempt. And this is why we call him Rasha. Because Rasha is wicked, but Rasha also means defiant. As in the four types of children around the Seder, the Passover Seder table, one is Rasha. The translation is not often wicked, but we often translate it as defiant. He is defiant. He is in contempt. Better not to say the Baraka, for in addition to the aforementioned objections, it is, under the circumstances, also a blessing said in vain, and since the blessing includes the name, the Hashem, you don't know. To such acts of piety, right, or religiosity, the sages applied the verse from Psalm 10 and 13. What's the verse? Right? The thief who blessed has blasphemed Jehovah. The thief who blessed has blasphemed he who be who he be. So, that being so right there, just to kind of bring out this sense of the Midrash for Psalm 16, right, where where it says, Tobati bal aleka, Tobati bal aleka, and brought out here as, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, when you say the baraka, you will not be held guilty of embezzling, of stealing from Jehovah the good things you eat. Now, they then say another way, right? Or, Tobati bal aleka can be interpreted as, my good shall be brought to thee, in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, this sense also is true. Tobati bal aleka, my good shall be brought to thee or upon thee. Aleka, the I male. That is, no one but good things, none but good things shall be brought to you. And they shall abide. They shall abide with you. They shall abide with the I. Because here, Midrash, a Midrash note right here. This is the first note. The commentator reads Baal. Now, if you say that Baal, you're talking about Baal. No, this is Baal, Baal, Baal. Baal, Baal in that sense can mean husband, but really it means owner, the husband, right? It can mean the owner or the husband in that sense. And yes, there's a feminine form of it, like you have a master and you have a mistress. The mistress is the wife of the master. She's the lady master. But Baal in this sense means none but, right? So reading Baal as none but, right? In the sense of, it can also mean like not in that sense, or none but. As an abbreviated form of Yubal, there's Yubal and Tubal. So here the commentator reads Baal, none but, right? Or the sense of, in the other translation, I have no good, but in thee. Tobati, Baal, Aleka. Tobati, good, right? Baal, not aleka, right, except in the eye, none but the eye. Here the commentator, the reasonment, is now looking at Baal as coming from Yubal or Tubal. Yubal or Tubal has a sense of be brought, that which is bought, right, or that you bring something, like bring it. Or, Tobati Baal aleka can be interpreted as, I love this one here. It says, quote, I shall wear out all good things up on thee. So Jah is saying, I'm going to wear out all good things on the eye. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body. I shall see to it. Jah says to Jah people that he shall see to that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. But your body will not wear out. And here, another Midrash note, Baal, none but, is now read as derived from Bala, Balah, balah means we're out. Balah, we're out. And this section, this is the first part of the first perek, the first section here of the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, of the book of the study of the Psalms, the Tehillim, the Elilta. The Elilta, the praises. Rav Ahad taught, what did Hael mean by saying, Ovati bal aleka, I have no good but for thee, now taking the usual translation of it? He meant, whenever I bring a good thing, a good thing into the world, I bring it for none, no one but you. None but you. Here speaking to Kol Yisrael. Right? The words Bal Aleika are read as Bil Adeika, as in the verse from Genesis 41:44, but for thee, Bil Billa, billa deka, shall no man lift up his hand except for thee. I think this is where the Pharaoh was saying to the Sutenbat Sutenet was saying to Yosef, Yehoseph, Joseph, Afna, Pania, Paanki was saying to Joseph, was saying that you are second in command, and nobody shall lift up their hand except for you. If somebody's going to lift up their hand, they got to ask you, can I lift up my hand? Yes, you can lift up your hand. Not even to lift up your hand. So here Jah is now saying to all of us in the same context, right here. Mm-hmm.
Jah!
So here, the basic bracha. Blessed art thou, art the I, Adonai, he who be who he be. Our power, our Elohim, King of the universe, Melech HaOlam, or Eternal King, Zemanat Nagus. Here, just to hear the basic formula of the blessing.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thee, I, O sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Padamawi.
The whole praises do what?
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zain. Michtam. Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. My trust.
Shomreni el ki hasiti vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord.
Adonai ata. Tovati val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay,
yay,
yay.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie.
Yes, yes, yes.
My name ready.
My name ready. Ready. On the outro right here for the TJIF. Once again, segued from the 16 to 116 right here, here, here. Just a little bit of the midrash on the outro. Acknowledging ones on the board. I don't know if that was like a link for our reasoning, but let's keep the reasoning for like the weekdays. Yeah. We're going to start to open that up for ones and ones again. But here, here, here on the outro for the TJIF right here, today's daily psalm. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Here, Shema Yisrael, Gevir, O Yisrael. Here, today's psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Here, Shema Gevir, the Midrash, the study on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin. Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin. Mizmor Kof Teit Zayin. Psalm 116. Psalm CXVI. Here. I love the Lord, for he hears my voice and my supplications. Ahavti ki yishma'a Yahuwah et koli tachnunai. I love who he be, for he hears my voice and my supplications. Ahavti ki yishma Yahuwah et koli tachnunai. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. For, O people that dwellest in Zion at Jerusalem, thou shalt weep no more. He will surely be gracious to thee at the voice of thy cry. Hear. Yishayahu. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. Ki am b'tzion yeshev b'Yerushalayim bako lo tivkeh chanona yachneka l'kol za'ikeka k'shamato anak. For O people that dwellest in Zion at Jerusalem, ki am b'tzion yeshev b'Yerushalayim, thou shalt weep no more. Bako lo tivkeh, he will surely be gracious to thee, to the eye, at the voice of thy cry. Chanon yachneka l'kol za'ikeka, when he shall hear, k'shamato, he will answer thee, he will answer the eye, anak. Ki am b'tzion yeshev b'Yerushalayim bako lo tivkeh
Hanona Yahneka Likol Zaikeka K Shama Ato Ana. No more need, no more need be asked of Hakadosh Baruchu, of the Holy One. Blessed be he, then that he hear the prayers of Yisrael, that he hear the prayers of Israel. For when he hears them, he accedes, as is said even in Daniel, in Daniel, Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, attend and do. Thou dost not defer. Adonai, Shema Adonai, Selaha Adonai, Hakshava, what is say Allah te Ahar? Adonai, 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 hear, Adonai, Shema. O Adonai, forgive, Adonai, Selaha. O Adonai, attend, attend and do. Adonai, Hakshava, Waisei. Defer not, Al Te Ahar. Defer not, Al Te Ahar. Adonai, Shema, Adonai, Selaha, Adonai, Hakshava, Waisei, Al Te Ahar. And here, Daniel. And here, Midrash notes on today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof, 8 Zayin, Psalm 116. First Midrash note is that here in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, in the book of the Midrash, the study on the Psalms of Tehillim, Psalm 115 is not commented on. Now, we had made the note from the Metzaf Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, from the King of Kings Bible, the Bible of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Weep not, behold, Kamari Hadassalasi's Bible. We have Psalm 116 in the ancient numbering is numbered as Psalm 114 and 115. And it's interesting here in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, in the book of the study of the Psalms, that Psalm 115 is not commented on. But here in the Midrash, no more need be asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he, than that he hear the prayers of Yisrael, of Israel. For when he hears them, he accedes, as is said even in Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. Which brings us here to the second Midrash note. See the above Midrash on Psalm 71, the second section, Psalm 71. Point 2, connected with Daniel, chapter 9, verse 19. Even here. Adonai, hear. Adonai, forgive. Adonai, attend and do. Thou dost not defer. Hear. Adonai, Shema. Adonai, Selaha. Adonai Hakshava, what is say? Al Te Ahar. Al Te Ahar. Al Te Ahar. Defer not. Thou, the I, male, dost not defer. Al Te Ahar. Defer not. The time, the Iowa has arrived for the promised salvation. The promise, Yeshuot, salvation, victories, deliverances,
Do not delay it a moment longer. Al Tihar. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Love the Holy One, the set apart one, the sanctified one, the Isla One. Baruch Hu. Blessed be he who always hears their prayers. Hence, hear. David said, I love the Lord, for he hears my voice and my supplications. Ahavti ki yishma'a Yahuwah eta koli ta'chinunai. I love Jehovah, Ahavti, for he hear. I love that he who he be, should hear my voice, my supplications. Ahavti, ki yishma, Yahuwah, eta koli ta'chinunai. The Edat Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, the Prince of the Almighty, Yisrael, the Sar of El, Yisrael, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, the true good, the true God, the power, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, says, I love thee. Ahavti, therefore hear, ki yishma'a Yahuwah. Indeed, because of the love that I bear thee, I am sick. As is said even in Shir HaShiri, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs 2 and 5. For I am sick with love. Ki cholat ahava ani. For I am sick. Ki cholat. I am love sick. Ki cholat ahava ani. I am sick with love. For I am love sick. Ki cholat ahava ani. Yea, I love him, and I love his house. As is said even in Psalm 26, Hebraically the 8th verse, Lord, I love the habitation of thy house. Yahuwah ahavti me'on beitecha. Jehovah, I love Yahuwah Ahabti, the habitation me'on of thy house, Beitika. Yahuwah Ahabti, me'on Beitika. No one knows how fierce is my love for my Maker, as it is said even in Shir HaShiri, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8 and 6. Love is strong as death. Ki aza ka maveta ahava. For love is strong as death. Ki aza. Ka maweta ahaba. Love is strong as death. Ki aza ka maweta ahaba. It is as irresistible as death that none, no one can overcome. Ki aza ka maweta ahaba. And also in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 8 and 7, many waters cannot quench love. Many waters cannot quench love. Mayim Rabim Lo Yuklu Le Kavota Etaha Ahava. Many waters cannot quench love. Mayim Rabim, many waters, Lo Yuklu cannot Le Kavot quench et ha ahaba love. Mayim Rabim, Lo Yuklu Le Kavot et ha ahaba. Yet, according to Psalm 66, Hebraically the 18th verse, yet, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Yet, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear I. Aven im raiti v'libi lo yishma'a Adonai. If I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Aven im raiti v'libi Adonai, Adonai would not hear lo yishma'a Adonai. And here, Midrash note, here on the quote from Psalm 66, verse 18, from Mizmor Samek Vav, Samek Wow, Psalm 66, Hebrew, the 18th verse, if I regard iniquity in my heart, Adonai will not hear I. Awen. Im raiti iniquity, im if raiti, if I see, awen im raiti bit libi in libi in my heart, lo yishma, not he hear Adonai will not hear, lo yishma Adonai. Midrash note here, referring us to the Midrash, the commentary on Psalm 30, the fourth section, Psalm 30.4. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replies, you love me, and I love you. As is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 8, because the Lord loved you. Ki yamei ahavat Adonai etchem. But because Jehovah loved you. Ki mei ahavat Yahuwah etikem. Ki mei ahavat Yahuwah etikem. But because he who be, who ye be, Jehovah, love you all, etikem, y'all. Ki mei ahavat Yahuwah etikem. And he will love thee, Zi, and bless thee, Zi, and multiply thee, Zi. Hear, Devarim. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13. He will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. Vahevcha, uberakecha, vihirbecha, uberak. And he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. Wa ahebeka u berakeka we hirbeka u berak. And he will love thee, the eye. Wa ahebeka and bless thee, and bless the eye. U berakeka and multiply. And multiply thee, the I, with hirbeka, wa ahebeka uberakeka, with hirbeka. for the Lord hears, for Jehovah hears. Ki Yishma Yahuwah, Ki Yishma Yahuwah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says, let me hear thy voice. Even here in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, says, let me hear thy voice. Hashmi'ini eta kolech, let me hear thy voice. Hashmi'ini eta kolech, make I hear thy voice. Hashmi'ini eta kolech. Lamaze, why? For sweet is thy voice. Kia kolech arev, for sweet is thy voice. Kia kolech arev, for thy voice. Ki kolech, speaking to she, arev, sweet. Ki kolech arev. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken for thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Hear, Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8 and 13. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken for thy voice. Cause me, cause I to hear it. Hayoshaveta Baganim, Chabarim, Makashavim, Likolech, Hashem'ini, thou, the eye that dwellest in the gardens, Hayoshevet Baganim, the companions, Chavarim, Chabarim, Chabarim, the companions, the Chavarim, hearken, Chabarim, Makashavim, for thy voice, Likolech. Cause me to hear it. Cause I to hear it. Hashem'ini. Hayosheveta Baganim. Chavrim amak shavim likolech. Hashem'ini. Yay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, longs to hear the prayers of Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says, you long for me to hear your voice, and I ask you to hearken to me. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, Wahaya im shamoa kishma bikol Yahuwah Eloheka, and it shall come to pass, Wahaya, and it shall come to pass, Wahaya, if thou shalt hearken diligently, im shamoa tishma, to the voice, bikol, of Jehovah, thy power, thy Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheka, Wahaya, im shamoa tishma, Wahaya im shamoa tishma bikol Yahuwah Eloheka. That is, if thou wilt hearken, thou shalt be heard. Wahaya im shamoa tishma bikol Yahuwah Eloheka. Wahaya. Shamoa Tishma. Shamoa Tishma. Shamoa Tishma. That is, if thou wilt hearken, thou shalt be heard. And here the Midrash notes, instead of Shamoa Tishma, if thou shalt hearken diligently, Shamoa Tishma, if thou shalt hearken diligently, the clause is read, Shamoa Tishma. If thou shalt hearken, Tishama, thou shalt be heard. And so the verse in Devarim in Deuteronomy is read by the commentator here like this. Thus, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahweh Eloheka, voice of Jehovah, the I power, the I Elohim, thou, the I, shalt be heard. So instead of reading the verse as Wahaya, Im, Shamoa, Tishma, Bekol Yahweh Loheka, it is read by the commentator as Wahaya, Im, Shamoa, Tishma, Bekol Yahweh Loheka. So instead of if thou shalt hearken diligently, Im Shamoa Tishma, it is read as Im Shamoa Tishma. If thou shalt hearken, Im Shamoa, thou shalt be heard, Tishma. As it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9, then shalt thou call, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and he will say, here I am. Az tikra wa yahuwa ya'aneh tishawa wi yomar hineni. Then shalt thou call, Az Tikra, and Yahuwah and Jehovah will answer. Why Yahuwah Ya'aneh? Thou shalt cry, Tishawa, and he will say, Wiyomar, here I am, here am I. Az tikra wa yahuwa ya'aneh tishawa wi yomar hineni. Then shalt thou call and Jehovah will answer. Thou shalt cry, shalt shout out, and he will say, here am I. Az tikra wa yahuwa ya'aneh tishawa wi yomar hineni. My voice and my supplications, etuk oli tachenunai, etuk oli tachenunai. My voice, oli, my supplications, tachenunai. Yisrael, Israel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, even if the whole world should call to Thee, the I, let it be, and hear our prayer, my voice and my supplications, Etzak Oli Tachnunai. As it is written, and indeed, so has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so has the Holy One, blessed be He, done for me, done for I, and I, and I, and I. Diketiv, as it is written, because he hath inclined his ear to I. Hear today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof 8 Zayin, Psalm 116. Here, Hebraically, the base verse, the second verse. Ki chita azno li, because he hath inclined his ear to me. Ki chita azno li, the ears of him are high, on high, are open to I. The ears of him on high are open to I, as is said even in Psalm 40, Hebraically the 7th verse. Ears hast thou opened for me. Ears hast thou the eye opened for I. Aznaim karitali, mine ears hast thou opened. Aznaim karitali. And in Daniel chapter 9 verse 18. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Hate Elohai aznecha ua shama. O Elohai Hailiai, O my power, O my God. Hate Elohai, incline aznecha thine ear. Hate Elohai aznecha ua shema, and hear u shema, shema u and shema, and hear hate Elohai aznecha u shema. And therefore will I call up on him all my days. To hear today Psalm Mizmor Kof 8 Zayin, Psalm 116, here the bait verse. Uva yamai ekra, ubi yamai ekra, therefore will I call upon him all my days, and in my days ubi yamai, ubi yamai ekra, ekra, I will call him by name. Ekra, uba yamai, ekra, ekra, call upon him on the holidays, the holy days, the Isla days, that thou, the I, has given I. On Yom HaShabbat, on the Sabbath day, and on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, and on the Feast of HaSukkot, Tabernacles, and on the Feast of Pesach, Passover, and on the Feast of Shavuot, Weeks, Harvest, on New Year's Day, on Rosh Hashanah, ubi yamai ekra, therefore will I call upon him all my days. Ubi yamai ekra, as when I read the order of the offerings and read the appropriate scriptural passages that narrate the wonders thou, the I, has done for me, the wonders that the I has done did for I and I and I and I.